Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Oh crap, it's raining outside. It's time to bring Common Talk indoors. And now we are going to be joined by our great producer here on Common Talk, Abby Thornton.
Hello. Yeah, I think you had a good idea. I don't think anybody would want us to interview them right now outside, unless they wanted to sit in the rain.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would have wanted to interview us outside or come and interview with us outside. No one usually be around campus, so... Now we're just going to do a Meet the Producer episode.
Yep, Meet the Producer. I'm the producer.
Indeed. And so our question of the week now, I guess, is where are you from? And tell me some stuff about what it's like out there. So, Abby, where are you from?
Well, Gabe, I am from a little town about an hour south of here called Gloucester, Virginia. And Gloucester is a little southern town. Lots of Trump signs when you drive down the road and... But I live in, like, the most country part of Gloucester called Guinea.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of Guinea?
I have not. What's it like there in Guinea?
Well, they have, like, a specific talk. It's called, like, Guinea talk. Okay. And it won't talk like this, Bubba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's where I'm from.
Is there, like, an origin behind, like, that type kind of talk? Is there, like, any, like, type of Cajun origin or anything like that? Or is it just people just like, hey, we're going to come here, we're going to talk like this?
Actually, I looked it up one time, and there's, like... specifically like a category of speech called like Guineaman talk.
Really?
Yeah, they're all just like a Guineaman is like a waterman. Like, you know, some kids in Guinea, like they don't even go to school. Like they just, yes, like they just spend their whole lives learning how to be a fisherman.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome. I can't lie. That sounds great. I would love to do that.
I'll take you. You know, I'll take you to meet the Guineaman, Gabe.
I'd love to meet the Guineaman.
Yeah, my high school, or well, my county was so small that we only had one high school in our whole county.
Oh man! So having everyone in one high school. So did y'all have the incident?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of incidents, like. Because we only had one high school in our county, it's like, you know, everyone knows each other. Like, I've had the same hometown friends since I was about in second grade. Like, everybody knows everybody. You know, there's mom talk. All the moms know. Like, I remember the first time smoked weed for the first time, they literally got caught, like, weeks later, and everybody knew about it. Field hockey coaches talked to them about it. Yeah, it was bad. And then when my one friend was literally grounded for 3 months, I didn't see her for three whole months.
How did the field hockey coaches find just like common gossip, just like with the moms?
Common gossip with the moms, yeah. So you said that you and your friends in Stafford used to go party in the woods.
Oh yeah, we used to have hang out in the woods. We used to have a bunch of spots. Yeah,
really?
All the time.
I didn't know other people did that. Like, in Gloucester was like the number one thing to do.
Yeah.
We would have barn parties. Did you have like, we would do like a campfire in the middle of a field.
We did like bonfires like in the woods, something like that. We'd like find all the spare wood. And we always do it next to a creek just in case like something bad would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bonfire parties were like the biggest thing.
Yeah, dude.
I do have a story though about a field party.
Oh, let's hear it.
So it was our homecoming and nobody would throw a party at their house. We always tried to get people to throw parties at their houses, but nobody ever would because they got country parents. No one's gonna do it.
Yeah.
So so basically we always had it in a field. So one time we had it in this field and I drove and you had to literally like drive through the woods, like off-roading. And I was the only one who had a truck. And I literally, like, I'm not even kidding when I'm saying you have to, like, dodge trees.
Oh, nah.
To get to this place. So we get there, and, you know, I get drunk. So we call someone's mom to pick us up. And the next day, it started, like, pouring down rain. And it's always, like, a big thing after a field party if it starts pouring down raining and your car's there because it sinks. People will get their car stuck every party, at least one person, if it rained.
Dang.
My friend's dad wakes me up. And he's like, his name's Robert. And he goes, Abby, we gotta get up. We gotta go get your car. It's gonna sink, Abby. Like, hurry, get in the car. Let's go. And I'm like, okay, Robert. Okay, Robert. So we all get in the car. We drive down, you know, we go off-roading again through the woods. We find my car. And so it was pouring down rain. And there was a car parked right behind me. But I couldn't see it. Like, I just forgot. Like, it wasn't in my rear view. I checked my mirrors, guys. But... so I freaking back up and immediately slam this car behind me. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm like, okay, at least no one's here, you know? So I get out of my car and then my two friends get out naked of the car that I had hit because they had spent the night there all night. And I interrupted them while they were in the act. And I just hit their car, and it was his mom's car too, the boy's mom's car.
Oh man.
But yeah, they never made me pay for it.
That's, hey, that's good friends.
I know. I asked him a million times. I was like, does your mom want me to pay for this? And he was like, she just said, don't worry about it. And I was like, period.
What a great friend.
I know.
And now we are joined by our wonderful editor, Mr. Aiden Roberts.
What's up, everyone? Hello. Greetings.
So, Aiden, where are you from?
I'm from Northern Virginia. I'm up there near Washington, D.C. Came down to Richmond for college. My background is Lebanese and black. So, my mom grew up in New York, and then my dad's from Lebanon. He came here when he was around 16.
Oh, we're both Middle Eastern brothers. Hell yeah.
Where are you?
Sweet. Iraqi.
Iraqi.
Hell yeah. But, sweet, what part of Dova are you from?
That's too much information to put up on the internet. I got oppositions.
Are you?
Mr. Malazzo, I don't want him to know where I live.
Yeah, we can't have Mr. Malazzo pulled up to the crib. That'd be bad.
I don't need him to pull up my house and be like, where's the editing? Fix it.
No question. You closer to Potomac Mills or Tyson's Corner?
Tyson's.
Okay, bet. So you're in the nicer part of Nova, yeah. See, when people tell me they're from Nova, and then somebody was like, oh yeah, I'm from Woodbridge. I'm like.
My mom moved into her house when she was 25. Like, she moved into that house, rented it, and then she ended up buying it when she was young. And the property value on that house was really, really low.
Yeah.
So she's able to put that down payment, and that mortgage has been low, like, her whole life. So she moved in there really, really early when it was just, you know, Northern Virginia was still just, you know, the northern part of Virginia. And then it became this big, like, wealthy, everyone's over there that just has billions of dollars and stuff.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's seen, like, so many just houses built up. I mean, even in my neighborhood, like,
yeah,
the houses are just looking way different.
Oh, yeah. Now, me and Abby were talking about earlier because I was talking about how Stafford, they have, like, where I'm from in Stafford, it's all just, like, sub-developments now. And I always see, like, the Ryan Homes just, like, ads everywhere. And I'm like, those are my mortal enemy because they just took out all of the places me and my friends used to hang out in the woods.
Yeah, because yeah. I know Stafford's more like... it's like country, but
it's like half of it country and half is just like suburban. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. So you said your parents were, what side of your family is Lebanese?
So my dad's Lebanese and my mom's black.
Your dad's Lebanese. So did your dad, was he born in Lebanon? Or did, was
yeah, he's born in Lebanon. And he was in the military really young, like 13. And mm-hmm. he came here for a better future. And this is a funny story I like to tell, but when they came to America, my uncle, he's the middle child, he was part of the mafia.
Oh, wow.
And out there in Boston. So my family, my dad, his two brothers, they went to some Boston college over there. For the longest time, I was like, how did Uncle Fatty get so much money? Because, like, he opened a restaurant, he had a nice, beautiful house, and yet, like, my uncle and my dad, you know, they were living, like, kind of, like, moderately, like, middle class. And I was like, how the hell did Uncle Fatty get so much money, and how is he, like, able to do his businesses and stuff like that? It wasn't until two summers ago that my dad sat down and told me the story of, like, they came from Lebanon to here, and Fatty told them that, like, you know, college wasn't his thing. They'll go to school, do your thing. And then he ran the nightclub scene over there in Boston. And so my dad would go out and get, like, rich college students to come to this nightclub. And the nightclub, you know, like, think of, like, Batman, you know, like the underground, like the Iceberg Lounge,
okay,
like the Penguin, like that kind of underground scene over there in this nightclub. So you'd have the rich white kids come over, they'd spend all their money, and my dad would walk home with like $400 every night, every night on the weekend. And I can only imagine how much Uncle Fatty had, but yeah, like AKs, cocaine, but eventually he got out of that because since a kid, my Uncle Fatty wanted to start a restaurant. And so all this sacrifice and hustling he was doing was to open up that business. And then he finally did open up the restaurant. He opened up a couple over there in Florida. That's where they moved to. They sold the nightclub, moved to Florida, and he passed away not too long ago. He died to cancer. But I mean, that man had a beautiful life.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's a cool story.
Yeah. Well, Matt, thank you, Aiden. I appreciate it.
Of course.
That was our awesome editor, Aiden Roberts.
Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/80. It stands for Anything You Dream Exists.
Damn straight. Period.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.